In a perfect world, people everywhere.
We're listening to the very first track from the new album by Alan Stone. It's called Radius, and we're at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. And with us, our student reviewer, Matthew Mullen from Normal Community West High School. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, John.
What an interesting pick. Alan Stone, he's somewhat like you. He's from a small town, a relatively young guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he grew up in the church singing and playing guitar as well, and then he moved along, dropped out of college, and became semi-successful, and he's kind of rising, and he just signed to Capitol Records as well.
Is the way it is. I'm just trying to find my way through this.
Yeah, just like you, he has an affinity for soul music, which there's a lot of soul on this record.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He seems and appears as a singer-songwriter, but he has a lot of the soul. His biggest influences were Stevie Wonder, as well as Bill Withers, Donny Hathaway were in there as well, and then Sam Cooke as well.
Tell me about how you got to know Alan Stone.
I got kind of turned on to him just by listening around to artists a few years ago. I heard his song, and it had like a million views. It was called Unaware, and on YouTube, and then I was like, okay, this guy's really good, and I liked the soul that he put, and he had just an amazing voice, a lot of bass, chest voice that like could just belt out any note, and then this amazing falsetto head voice that was just, that would just blow the audience away. So I heard that song, and then heard The Wind, The Bed I Made, and then his self-titled album, Alan Stone, and a couple other tracks off of that, and I just fell in love with this new sound that still remained true to the soul genre. My next favorite track would definitely be Fake Future. It's about this, how our society is changing and how we become so involved and enveloped within technology, and how he's trying to say that decades ago, it wasn't particularly like that, and we had more human interaction, and he's saying Fake Future because it's all about these new technological advances, as some that have helped and many that really have not contributed to our society.
Tie me to a cinder block and throw me to the sea, 'cause they got more on the rock, 'cause everyone's popping in. Everybody's hypnotized.
It almost has a little Prince song to it too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has this real funk driving groove throughout the song. He just attacks that rhythm very hard. And one thing that I like about Alan Stone is that his vocals are very pure. He doesn't really do much editing at all to his vocals. He likes to keep it pure, and he really hits it hard with his voice. He has this kind of growl in his voice, and it really shows throughout the whole album, but definitely in this song, and because he's very passionate about what he's talking about this whole future that he envisions, because we're turning into a society with more technology. Next one I would love to introduce is American Privilege, which is about how Alan Stone has this background of being white and in a world where he was loved by his parents, and then he gives all these examples of child labor and human rights that were being violated, and he's talking about how it's a privilege that he has that he wishes that he didn't because he can't share it with everyone. And this whole album is not just about his love and his personal experiences, but about a political and social statement, which I thought was very cool. And it has this intro that reminisces of the 70s and the 80s with the hardcore rhythm, as well as the keyboards really shining through on those, as well as a funky bass line throughout it too.
Kids sewing my sheets, oh, no one stitching my sleeves. As long as I can buy them both cheap, American privilege is blurring my vision.
All right, this next track is one that kind of gets rid of the heavy driving rhythm section and the crazy bass line, and kind of just strips down to Alan Stone's guitar work and the voice. It's and his voice. It starts with this light guitar and then his smooth vocals, and it's called I Know That I Wasn't Right. I know that I wasn't right. I know that I wasn't right. It's about how basically in the relationship, and he's giving these weak excuses and then telling the girl that I know that I wasn't right, and he constantly repeats it, which I kind of thought was quite important, because it's like this huge statement that he makes, I know that I wasn't right, and he constantly repeats it, and that's the entire chorus, and it's most of the song after that as well. It was a great song because he still has this kind of soul kind of ballad, almost like You and I by Stevie Wonder, but more of his style and modern, and he uses the guitar instead of keyboards, and it's a very relaxing song, and it ends the album, and I think it kind of ends on a good note because it doesn't just blow the audience away. It kind of just relaxes, and you get to hear not all these instruments at once, but really Alan Stone, the singer-songwriter himself, you know, just his voice and then as well as the guitar, and carries that throughout the song, and he has these backup vocalists that really provide great harmony, and it's simple and it's not too complex, and I think it provides the listener with the true sound of the soul that he provides throughout his music. And I know that I was right.
From the album Radius, it's Alan Stone, I Know That It Wasn't Right, for this great new album, and Matthew Mullins is giving it a good review here at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Boy, what do you think on a scale of like 1 to 10?
I'd give it a solid 10. It's a great album, and it's refreshing to hear this new music that doesn't follow the normal pop form, and I really think the album's just about the amazing genre of soul, and bringing that back and providing a new sound that Alan Stone has is definitely a great contribution to the society of music that we have now.
Freezer burn.